Talking today with Central Life Sciences' Mark Upton. He's the Director of Sales. Hi, how's it going today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, I know you guys are in Paul's Valley and we're here in Oklahoma City, but one thing that remains the same for both of us is the weather.
Exactly.
We just always have crazy weather here. And I was just asking you before we got started, like, why are these flies not dead yet? How is this still happening? I don't know.
So Casey, I'm really glad you asked that question. So I live in South Central Oklahoma. I still have a herd of cows, which has been nice now that COVID has prevented us from traveling. I get to spend a little bit of time with them. But we, as a company, our message, it's always been 30-30. You need to start on fly control about 30 days ahead of the fly season. That may be a little long, but at least 2 or 3 weeks ahead of the fly season. And you need to keep doing whatever it is you're doing for flies about 30 days after the first frost. And a perfect example of why that is this. As you know, here in Oklahoma, about, probably 3 weeks ago now, on a Saturday and Sunday, we were up in the 60s, maybe even low 70s. And on Monday, we had a huge storm come through. We had freezing rain and ice. Hundreds of thousands of people were without electricity for days, a few people for a couple of weeks even.
Yep.
But by about Thursday of that week, the weather trended back up into the 60s. And what happens is you've got to have a good, hard, killing frost for several days, because if it warms back up, those flies have not gone into what it's called a diapause, or basically hibernation. They've not done that yet. And so if it warms back up after just a few days, you've still got fly problems. So it's really important that producers stay vigilant about trying to control their flies until they're completely gone for the winter.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the summer months. Let's get past winter for a second. When should people start treating for the flies that are going to appear in the spring, summer months?
So the products that we have are feed additives. In other words, we're putting it out in free choice supplements. So loose mineral, blocks and tubs, liquid feed, things like that. We don't have to actually physically get the cattle up and put something on their back or anything like that, or give them a shot, anything like that. So we really recommend, let me back up. So we're feeding this to the animal just so when they put out manure on the pasture, that manure is treated with these products so that when the fly comes to the manure and lays its eggs, those eggs won't mature into an adult. We feel like it's really important. When you start seeing those days headed up to about 60 degrees in the spring, you really need to get the product out. In fact, we would probably suggest a couple of weeks ahead of that. We want to make sure all of that manure that's being laid down is treated so that any flies that come out of this winter hibernation, if they lay their eggs in a manure pad, that it's treated with this feed through. Really important to get started early.
Well, let's talk. I mean, I know that flies are a nuisance to cattle. We already know that they're just a nuisance to livestock, but talk a little bit about why it's important to treat for that disease spreading agent.
Well, so I've worked for this company for 18 years. I've been in the cattle business my whole life, grew up on a large ranch in eastern Oklahoma. But one of the things that we still have to do is educate producers that these flies are not just a nuisance. In fact, flies, the horn fly in particular for pastured cattle, is the number one economic problem for pastured cattle in North America. They're attributed to $1 billion in economic losses a year, just the horn fly. So it's really a profit robber. You're putting pounds of feed or pounds of gain on these cattle, and these flies, who are only blood feeders, are just robbing that right off the back of the animal. So it's really important from an economic standpoint that we control. But you're right, from a disease standpoint as well. We know these flies carry staph. We know they carry some E. coli. Mastitis issues are contributed to these flies. So from a disease spreading standpoint as well, really important that we try to get some control.
Talk a little bit about why it's easier to me, because I mean, it makes sense. It's easier to feed the fly, like feed it to the animals, as opposed to like ear tags or ointments mm-hmm. that you drop on their back. Talk about the benefits to that.
Well, we've got a few advantages. Now, granted, cows can't read, and so they don't know that they're supposed to eat this many ounces of this supplement. But these feed companies have been in the business for so many years, and they've got really good products formulated that these cattle are going to get very close to the consumption that they need. The challenge with with the products that you're going to use to put in an ear tag or put over the back is those are called hard kill products. In other words, they kill the adult fly. But resistance is a huge problem. Those products have been around a long time. We actually have some of those products. And in an emergency situation, sometimes they work pretty good. But as a general rule of thumb, resistance is a huge issue. And so we've got to try to only use those products when we absolutely have to, because they just aren't as effective anymore. The feed additives are not that way. So from an efficacy standpoint, they work better because resistance is not an issue. From a savings or an input standpoint, they actually are cheaper to use because you don't have the labor to try to bring those animals up and spray them or tag them. You don't have the stress on the animals or the humans trying to deal with them. So the products actually are better than those hard kill strategies for two or three different reasons.
How long does it last?
Well, they need to get an intake of the product at least every other day. It's the time it takes the rumen to empty. So from the day you started on them, they're going to be depositing it out in the manure within 36 to 48 hours. But by the same token, you need to have it out in front of them all the time. There isn't, it's passing through the body. So it's not like they're building up a portion of it in the body. It's passing through in the manure. So they need to be getting intake about every day and a half to 2 days.
Well, the nice thing too about this is it's not only stopping the flies, like you said, at the adult version, you're also going to see less flies around the farm.
That's absolutely true. You know, we hear some complaints sometimes of, well, if my neighbor's not doing anything to treat the flies on their cows, what about me? Hey, I'm not going to let my neighbor dictate my management style. I'm going to do everything I can on my place to keep the flies to a minimum, because I'm just not going to be happy with all the problems that they're causing. So you're exactly right. If you can try to get some control, you'll keep those fly numbers down, and it's going to be a benefit to you for years to come.
Because I'll be honest, Mark, I don't like them biting me either.
I tell you what, you know, Casey, it's funny you say that. If in a bad fly year, and of course, I say all the time, you can have a lot of moisture and a lot of green grass, but you're going to have a lot of flies because flies need moisture. Or you can have a really dry year and no grass, but no flies either. I'd rather have a lot of rain, a lot of grass, and then fight the flies. But if in those years when the fly populations are bad, it's not uncommon to see maybe as many as 2,000 flies on the back of a cow. Well, I'm telling you what, if one lands on me and bites me, I'm feeling it. I cannot imagine having, you know, a couple thousand flies on the backs of these cows.
Yeah, I mean, it's just super annoying. Even with my fly swatter, it's annoying, and I'm not a cow.
Absolutely.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Great information.
I really do appreciate it. I appreciate you taking the time, and it was great to visit with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.